Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com. This NIP Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson. It's entitled, Understanding the Scale of Energy Generation Requirements. I'm Chuck Swan. I'm reading it for Jim Thompson. And Jim says, whenever the local press is invited to a pulp or paper mill, I am always amused by the descriptions they apply to what they have seen. They usually describe the equipment as huge or gigantic. They may call a paper machine an assembly line. This is what we face when we talk to people about energy needs and supplies. Laura and I just went to Hoover Dam. Even for us, Hoover Dam is huge and gigantic. Do you know what percentage of the U.S. electrical requirement is supplied by Hoover Dam? Less than 0.1%, that is, less than 0.1%. This is the problem we have when there is general discourse on the subject of energy in the United States or anywhere else. The average person cannot grasp the size of the power generation industry. They look at a telephone and think it is a cool gadget, doesn't use much energy. Yet the typical iPhone uses more energy than does your refrigerator, and we're just talking about the energy consumed by this device, not your connections to the internet and cellular systems, cloud services, and other links that make the phone so useful. If one drives Interstate 65 from Indianapolis to Chicago, one passes through an impressive wind farm. It has 303 wind turbines and is spread over three counties. Looks like a huge opportunity for renewable power. Its nameplate capacity is 25% of Hoover Dam's capacity. Not so impressive now, is it? Here in the pulp and paper industry, we have a difficult problem explaining our energy needs to the public. The scale of our facilities, the energy needs, just do not compute for the individual who is not regularly exposed to the scale of the business. This works to our detriment when the population puts pressure on the politicians. What to do about this? I think we need to be more open, and by this I do not mean passively open, but actively in-your-face open. We need more tours of our facilities locally to educate the population as to the operations of our industry. We need more videos and more interactive websites showing what we do.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
And we need to add energy usage to our products and packaging. In the last 20 years, we have adopted recycling and certified forest labeling on our products. I think it's time we added energy consumption as well. Energy consumption detailed to the levels of renewable, carbon neutral, and so forth. Maybe we ought to denominate it in cell phone units. It took the equivalent of 1/1,000th of the consumption of electricity of your cell phone last year to produce this ream of paper. Of course, I have no idea if that number is correct. Someone should calculate it accurately. But it would be a good marketing move for us, wouldn't it? What do you think? Should we adopt energy consumption labeling on our products? You may take our quiz. For safety this week, if you work in the power plant in your mill, do not take the equipment around you for granted. If you have not seen the results of a turbine explosion, let me assure you, you don't want to do so. Respect the equipment and keep it in good shape. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Papa Ritalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.